The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around.
Here it is, here's my life's
I've
philosophy.
Been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
A pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's
that
life.
Is my credo in life, right there. This song is exactly what it is. We ain't going down. You think they're going to get us down. They think they're going to get us down. We're not going down. We were onward and forward, as my old man used to say. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a king. Up, down, over, and out. I know one thing, Rena. You get down on your face, you're going to pick up and get back in the race. You know that. Hey, Joe Borelli's going to join us. And Dan Bruyette is going to join us. He is U.S. Deputy Secretary of Energy, live from Israel. And we were talking about U.S.-Israel relationship, about energy access, energy, and cybersecurity. Arthur Idala, the one, the only, will join us live on the radio. And John Wickhouse, he is president of the Nassau County Detectives Association. MS-13 deaths on Long Island, man. Also, there's a shortage, a detective shortage on Long Island. We will be getting into it with John. Hey, so, and you always at 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Great to have you with us. It's Wednesday at 7:07 in the morning in New York City. I got to tell you something. It's going to be a great, great few days. Yes, great. Joe Lumberg will join us this hour as well and give you a breakdown. But I love when it's hot. My Mediterranean blood just loves the heat. Now, so we're going to just, it's going up. Look at this, 88 tomorrow. This is great, going up to like 80-something today, 85 today. Bring it on. I know you're going to complain, but bring it on. And then the weekend looks pretty good. A little rain on Saturday, but looks pretty good as well. So getting into it all, there's so much to get into news-wise. I mean, where do you start? How do you do it? The fact is, let me just break down exactly what's been happening now within the White House. Acting Customs and Border Protection Chief John Sanders stepping down. You know that. That's the news there. There's going to be a new press secretary coming in. It is Melania Trump's secretary. The first lady's chief spokesperson will now be the president's press secretary, Stephanie Grisham. And so that's going to be great. But like Frankie said earlier, doesn't matter what. They're going to go after the president no matter what. That has got to be the toughest job in all of politics or show business. Take your pick. It sometimes is one in the same. And also, this is the best that Mueller, special counsel Robert Mueller, is not going away. You know, there's a sketch. See, this is the sketch they don't do. This is why I always say we should start some kind of comedy channel off the radio station. Because like Mueller won't leave. He's like the guest that won't leave. That comes over to the house. Ooh, look at the time. Look at the time, Bob. Isn't it time? You have something you got to do? No. I'd like to hang around and tell you about the probe one more time, if I may. He won't leave. The guest that wouldn't leave, Robert Mueller. You know, it's like a bad movie. Am I right? And Lord knows I know about bad movies. Thank you. On July 17th, the leader of the Russia probe, don't say probe to an old guy, will testify in public sessions of the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committee. Those sessions will be followed by closed-door meetings where lawmakers can discuss more sensitive subjects. This is insane. It's insane. The waste of time on this, and I told you this earlier, I opened the hour, the 6 o'clock hour, with this as well, and I want to say this a couple more times, because sometimes I find, I don't think it's me, but if I say it enough, someone listens, and then something happens. That's the power of this platform that is AM 970 The Answer, the flagship station, the home station for all of Salem Media. So people sometimes will listen. So I say, if you're going to waste time on the Mueller probe, and then you're going to tell me that there are children having at-risk problems on the border, who came over, but that shows me you don't care. You could care less. Because the money it takes to bring back Mueller, the time it takes, the whole anti-American feel it takes on this failed Mueller probe, because they won't let it go, shows me that's all they care about is the politics of it all. They don't care about those children on the border at all. They could care less. It's just a way to attack President Trump. Because if they cared about children, they would worry about the children within the United States of America first. The kids on poverty, the families who can't have breakfast in the morning, the kids that are terrified to go to school because of the violence within the schools, the violence that is happening in East St. Louis, in South Side of Chicago, in Oakland, California, in New Orleans, in Paterson, New Jersey. If those Democrats had any guts at all, had any courage, had any character in their heart, they would address those issues and they'd help the American children. Before you start worrying and having a manufactured crisis down there, if those kids are in a terrible, terrible situation, I think you should prosecute the parents. Because what kind of parents are they to let the kids come over like that? I mean, honestly. Oh, because America will take care of you? You know what? I would love to, personally, on a personal level, if I may. I would love to take care of those kids. Love to. I can't afford to take any more kids. I can't if I have enough kids. One at every exit in the great state of New Jersey. No, oh, now we got to take care of those kids down on the border, and I feel so badly for them. But if you're a parent and you're in another country, would you ever, I talk to you as a parent or a grandparent, would you ever hand your child off, your 7-year-old, your 8-year-old, your 12-year-old, your 15, would you ever go to some guy and pay that person money to walk your child into another strange country? Would you ever do that? What kind of... A parent I can't imagine doing that. I could never, ever. Oh, then you'll meet up somebody in the other country. I mean, it's so bizarre. The whole narrative is wrong. And really, if you're really that worried about children, let's start in America first. Just a humble suggestion. And I wish we should really talk to our buddy James Rosen, kind enough to just call in, doing a great job at Sinclair. Maybe Sinclair would do it. Maybe One American News Network will do it. And maybe Fox will get there where you go into Paterson. Go to Paterson. Go to Oakland. And check out, go to the South Side of Chicago where President Obama comes from. Let's see how good it is. 2 o'clock in the morning. I would challenge any news network to do that. And you want to talk about children at risk? You want to talk about children? You want to talk about concentration camps and that ridiculous narrative that comes out of the progressive left? Why don't you start in the South Side of Chicago? And on a Friday night. How about that? Friday night, Saturday morning, 2 o'clock. How about that? I challenge any media organization to have the guts enough to go in there and to show and ask the question, why are the Democrats not Rahm Emanuel and all the Democrats concerned about this? Or again, in Oakland or any of those stressed areas around the United States. I'm not buying this narrative. I'm not going to buy it. I mean, of course, the kids should be taken care of at the border, but for goodness sake, they're trying to take the narrative away and of anything that's happening that's positive in the United States of America, just, and it's all politics. Mueller, it has nothing to do with Russia collusion. It has nothing to do. It's all politics. And that's why President Trump got elected. You think they would learn. You think that the progressive left would go, you know, that President Trump's in power because we did exactly what we're doing now. Everything for politics, nothing for the people. So don't get me started. 877-970-2999. You are welcome to join us on our Balance of Nature phone line. I have a high school reunion coming up. I got on Friday. I'm going to go. I didn't know if I wanted to go. Do you want to go? I'll tell you, the people that came out of this particular high school, West Essex Regional High School up in the Caldwells in Jersey, you know, they are just good people, good Americans, and I want to be part of that. Whether it's a baseball game that Charlie goes to 8 o'clock in the morning, you know, on a weekend, right? A softball game for the kids, or whether it's me going to, you know, some kind of a veteran event that's in the middle of nowhere. You know, those are the little events, I think, that strengthen the fabric of the United States of America. And a little reunion here, it really does. It just does. It just kind of tells you how good we are as a people. So I'm going to go and show up. And I guess I wear a name tag. I'm not sure exactly what to expect. And who do I bring? Who do you bring? Because I'm with nobody. It's okay, I guess, Frankie, I can go by myself, right, to the reunion.
Fine with me.
Sometimes I like going in by myself. You don't have to worry about, oh, you okay? Honey, are you okay? These are friends I've known for 60 years. Are you okay? You know? Oh, so well, anyway, I'll figure it out. But this is my own problem. And I may be broadcasting tomorrow from the shore. We're going to see. I'm seeing what the kids are doing. I may take them down. I want to test the broadcast station down there at our buddies down there in the New Jersey station down there, WJRZ, and see how we're doing coming back. I'm going to be on Steve Adubato's show. That'll air at another time. We're going to have some fun with that. And then the reunion, ladies and gentlemen, bum, 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 bum. And Friday, we have Martha Bonetta, our friend, is coming into the studio. Right, Frankie?
She is bringing in Jeff Webb, who is the definition of the American dream. A really interesting guy. And
we'll put him on the air, Frankie?
If you're game, I think, you know, he's funding 31 challenges to Democratic congressional seats the Republicans really need to win back the House. Okay. So he's an interesting guy.
Yeah, I love it. Here's a guy doing it. He's doing it in politically. He's doing it the right way by going into race by race, I guess, is what he's doing, right? So we'll welcome our friend Martha in on Friday. In the meantime, the guys are in the studio here, and Albert is here, and I see the phone calls coming in at 877-970-2999 at 717, and Joe Borelli's going to join us momentarily. Frankie, I want to make sure that we get to this Queens race that is happening, because this is another concern I have. And I talk to you because I know you're concerned about the country enough. And the changes, I'm all for change. Believe me, I'm all for change. But what's happening, what's seeping into the United States is scaring me a little bit. And when you see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez step in and she gets all the notoriety down there in D.C., she becomes the head of the Democratic Party. And somebody, whether you like him or not, a very savvy a political veteran like Chuck Schumer is just pushed aside and disrespected. And Nancy Pelosi, too. Nancy Pelosi just stammering, trying to hold on to, you know, the speaker position, because you've got these young progressives stepping in. And then you hear these young progressives talk, and then you wonder why these savvy political veterans don't say, please shut up and sit down. Forgive me. Forgive me for the Chris Christie analogy there, but it's exactly right. They don't know what they're talking about. It's very scary. But you know what? They keep getting elected. Where is the country going to be? Where's the country going to be if these people who don't even study history, who are going to do an analogy of the southern border of the United States with a concentration camp, and then not apologize for it? The lack of humility from AOC, from Rashida Tlaib, from Ilhan Omar, the lack of humility and respect and love for this country is scary. It's seeping in to the Congress of the United States of America. So you got to jump to the Queens district right now. You're listening outside the country. You go, Joe, it's the Queens. It's a Queens district attorney race, Democratic primary. Who cares? But this gal, thank you very much, Siri. She liked it. This gal, the progressive candidate, Tiffany Caban, has declared a victory over a Queens borough president, Melinda Katz. And excuse me, though, this, Frankie, is dangerous because this cow, and forgive me, and correct me if I'm wrong, will allow criminals just to run free. I mean, I'm being dramatic, but not too far from dramatic, correct?
Well, I don't think you're being dramatic at all, right? So, Joe, she wants to close Rikers Island and not build a new jail, right, in Queens. So what do you do if you're going to close the jail that all the Queens residents are going to? And then not build a new jail. Even Bill de Blasio, even Melissa Mark Viverito, not by any means considered hardliners on the issue of crime, either of them, especially not Viverito. Even they all said, yeah, okay, we'll close Rikers and we'll build new jails so that people that are arrested in Queens will have a jail in Queens. She wants to close Rikers and no new jail. She reiterated yesterday that, there's so many different dimensions to this, not only from a criminal justice perspective, but from a political perspective, because, I mean, the fact that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was able to propel this obscure 31-year-old gay woman who's never been a prosecutor before to one of the top prosecutorial jobs in the entire country is really against the whole Queens Democratic Party establishment, against the handpicked candidate of Governor Cuomo, against the handpicked candidate of big real estate. This is a political earthquake which is going to have repercussions for decades. Now, Tiffany Caban says she's going to prosecute ICE agents in Queens. Now, I can't imagine if an ICE agent is carrying out a deportation in Queens and this woman decides
of a criminal, Frank, of a criminal. Yeah,
right.
I got you.
I cannot imagine Donald Trump's reaction once this woman decides to put a federal ICE agent on trial. This is going to set up a county versus federal clash, the likes of which we may not have even seen since the Civil War.
And Frankie, before we break, please let's reiterate, this is a Democratic primary. So even if Caban it shows out, she officially wins, the Republicans got nothing in Queens, you're telling me, right?
I think it's unlikely. I mean, look, they could try and offer the nomination to either Melinda Katz or Judge Lasak. That would probably be their best chance. But the last Republican to win Queens in a partisan election was Mike Bloomberg, I think in 2005. And he had to spend about $100 million to do it. So I think, you know, whoever the Democrat is probably has a pretty significant edge. But it was such low turnout and it was only a 12% voter turnout. That maybe a Republican, if it was somebody like Katz or Lasak, would have an opportunity to win.
Yeah, okay. You know what? We're going to tell. Thank you, Frankie. We're going to go to Debbie, and then Joe Borelli is going to join us. 7:21 right now on AM 970. The Answer. Debbie's out there on the roads. How are we doing this morning, Deb?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Al. And everybody, let's go over to the southbound Henry Hudson, right at the Moshaloo. It's a car fire, a tough ride on the FDR Drive south in the 100s, a multi-vehicle accident there. Traffic building on the LIE West through the Clearview, heavy by the BQE because of that new construction pattern. So you're going to see some slowdowns there. Inbound side of the GWB, about 55 to the upper, 30 to the lower. Lincoln 40, Holland 30, 78 East. Express lanes closed by exit 57 in Newark. It's an overturned truck. Prepare for slowdowns there. And traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you this morning as you head to 130 southbound into Friendship Road in South Brunswick. Accidents, down wires. You'll be detoured around the issue there. Sunny today, high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
From the Fox Business Network, global stocks are weaker after comments from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell lowered expectations that policymakers will lower interest rates anytime soon. Powell said rates will be eased only if there is a sustained downward trend in the U.S. economy. Wall Street investors had expectations the Fed would start lowering rates next month. Apple has purchased self-driving technology company Drive AI. The San Francisco Chronicle says Apple has hired hundreds of hardware and software engineers, but it will lay off 90. No more episodes of The Office on Netflix, effective January 2021. Comcast's NBC Universal has decided to take back the popular reruns for its own new streaming service. The Dow was down 179 yesterday. The Nasdaq dropped 120. The S&P lost 27. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip.
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
That's a great block of radio, like in the retro way, you know, with Frankie and then the great John Catsimatidis on Sunday mornings. Don't forget, John's on tonight with Kevin McCullough at 5 o'clock at Cats at Night. That's tonight on AM 970, The Answer. A great, great show, especially what happened in Queens. You don't want to miss John Catsimatidis this evening. Hey, Empire State Bank is a community-oriented bank that truly takes your business personally. They provide a full range of business deposit and lending products, in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs. Their banking professionals provide in-depth knowledge and experience with a personal touch, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. I know the good folks at Empire State Bank. You will love them. There's every single employee there is so pleasant to work with. And because when small businesses succeed, that's what they know. Our communities succeed, and no one knows that better than Empire State Bank CEO Phil Guarneri.
Thanks, Joe. Empire State Bank is different from other banks because we developed that personal relationship to help you support your business. Our business customers don't need to come out to us. We come to you to provide that service.
And Phil is all over, man, with Tom and Esmeralda and the great team at Empire State Bank. They are at every event. They truly care about the community. You got to give a call. You got to go online because you have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that I have experienced personally and that you will experience with Empire State Bank. Locations are on Staten Island, Brooklyn, the Lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Visit, please, esbna.com. It's ESBNA.com, Empire State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
With all the craziness that's going on in politics, 729 with Joe on the radio, it's nice to see Kieran Lawler come on and Nicole Malliotakis come on. And this gentleman, Councilman Joe Borelli, that you think, I always think when I see these young, common sense politicians, you want to go, hey, there's hope for New York yet. Joe Borelli, welcome back to the show, sir. How you doing this morning?
No hope, Joe. Pack it in. Pack it in. That's not the message, Joe. Pack it in. Everyone, Zillow.com, type in, you know, Houston, type in Scottsdale, Del Boca Vista, wherever you want to go, because this state has made a very serious decision last night in Queens, and it's going to have ramifications for the foreseeable future in New York City politics.
You know, and this has no put all politics aside, Joey. I know you're doing that. All politics aside. We're talking about Tiffany Caban becoming the Queens DA. She won the primary. And there's nobody that could challenge her on the Republican side. Frankie said no one's going to show up in that regard, Joe, huh?
Yeah, I mean, this is a race that the Republicans really can't compete in, just given the enrollment of Queens and the amount of money you need. So, I mean, this primary yesterday is tantamount to a Caban victory. I mean, this is how serious it is. You know, your listeners should you know, have a run on Empire State Bank. I know they're like me. They bank there. Sorry, Phil. We're going to take out all our money and move it somewhere out west.
No, you can't. Leave.
I can't understate it. I can't understate it.
This is going to
impact the next mayor's race because now you're going to see all the candidates who were somewhat reserved in perhaps their progressive ideology, trying to make sure they appeal to a broader base. They've thrown that out the window this morning when they woke up. And now it's going to be crazy town central from all of them, including those of whom are my friends. The city council races, we're electing 33 or so new members, many of them in Queens. Forget the old Paul Vallones of the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Barry Gredenchik's, regular Democrats, people that represent real working class people with real problems.
That's right. That's right.
They are out the window. Out the window.
Yeah.
And state races as well next year.
And now Tiffany Caban says she wants to close Rikers and not open a new jail. Joe, what do we do with all the inmates, man?
Well, we don't prosecute them anymore. So, you know, she ran on a platform of not prosecuting drug possession, not prosecuting prostitution, not prosecuting fare evasion, not prosecuting welfare reform. This is someone who decided to run for office as a prosecutor so that she can let just about everyone who deserves to be prosecuted based on the likelihood that they committed a crime off the hook. That was her platform.
And what's happening, you know what happened in Chicago with that Jussie Smollett thing? I'm thinking, and with that Fox gal out there. I mean, I'm feeling this happening in New York, that there's going to be no law and order. They just don't want to do law and order. They're just placated.
The difference is, in Chicago, it's shady and closed doors and behind the scenes. In New York, this particular woman, this public defender, she ran on a platform and promised to do these things. And if she delivers her promise, what does that say for the rule of law in the country? I mean, AOC is the power broker of all power brokers, whether we want to believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully the Republican Party, newly invigorated, can see some opportunity there. But, Joe, this is the direction we are headed, my friend. It's a brave new world. And buckle up.
It is. It's safe to say that your opponent in the race for public advocate views things differently than you do on this. Am I correct when I say that, Joe?
Oh, certainly. But like many of the other mayoral wannabes, he kept his head out of the race out of fear of, displeasing the Queens Democratic Party machine. But those people, again, we're talking about how bad must things be, right, when we're sitting here reminiscing of the good old days of when the Queen's Democratic political machine used to have some quality control over their candidates?
Yeah,
that's how far we've gone, Joe.
It's true. Now, I also want to ask you, if I can, Joe, about another local story. Today is the last day for New York City public schools, and I saw last week that the city, we chatted about this, was going to reduce the police presence in public schools. This is true?
Yeah, I mean, it's the commitment the mayor made to utterly destroy middle school education in New York State, New York City. This is one component of that. I have absolutely no faith in this chancellor. I think this chancellor has done a horrible job. From the minute he landed on New York's city shores, he has done almost an irreversible job in the lives of so many middle school students. And instead of focusing on making the classrooms better, perhaps that means having some discipline and having some order in the classrooms, they've decided that we're not going to remove unruly students, we're not going to discipline them, we're not going to call the police. By the way, they're not arresting kids for being late to class. They're arresting students for committing crimes in the school building. Like, they're not, the police aren't there to enforce, you chewing gum in the hallway. They're there if you've committed a felony in the building. But this is what we don't want to prosecute. We don't want to potentially upset the kids who might be doing this sort of thing. Never mind the other 25 children in a classroom.
Yeah.
As long as we coddle the one troublemaker, we have a good school system. That's the theory behind this Richard Carranza, the chancellor, and supported by the mayor.
Joe Borelli fired up this morning, 7:35 with Piscopo.
Oh, very angry,
No, Councilman, I tell you, we appreciate it. You had a column in The Hill in which you said Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York, is not a progressive. He's a regressive. What do you mean by that, Joe?
Well, you know, he's going to go out there tonight and tout his progressive bona fides. In fairness, he was not astute enough to see his Caban victory either, the progressive of all progressives. But he's going to go out there and tout how progressive he is and how wonderful and egalitarian New York City is. But he governs over the most regressive property tax system in the entire country. You can buy a $2 million home in Bill de Blasio's neighborhood in Park Slope, and you will pay less taxes than someone who buys a $500,000 home in middle-class Queens. That is the definition of a regressive tax. And this has happened for 6 years under his watch. He didn't start it. He didn't, you know, start the fire, but he didn't put it out. And it's going to be funny to watch him.
What's he going to talk about tonight? What can he stand on?
We'll start here. He's the Joey Bishop of the Rat Pack. You know, most people are going there to see Frank and Dean. But if de Blasio can get a few quick laughs, he'll tout it up as a win. If people just remember his name tomorrow, he'll tout it as a win.
You're too young to know that reference, Joey Bishop.
Well, you know, hopefully some of the audience remembers. I mean, I could have said Peter Lawford, but no one liked him.
Peter Lawford. It's a better reference. Joe, you're the best. You're an old soul, man. But we love you, Joe, for doing such a great job in New York. Keep the fight, Councilman. And you know you're welcome here anytime. Love to the
you've
family,
got me,
Joey.
You got me all riled up. It's my son's
I love
birthday.
It.
I'm
oh, it's
great. I'm yelling at him for no reason now.
Yeah. Don't talk to me. I just got off the phone with Piscopo and I'm riled up. Thanks, Joe. Thanks. We'll talk soon. Councilman Joe Borelli, really doing a great job. Republican Minority Whip of the New York City Council, columnist for The Hill, and an all-around good guy, a good daddy, and a good guy from Staten Island, New York. 7:37. I see the calls. I'm going there. I promise. 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Right now, we're going to jump to Big Al with the headline news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
74 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Retired Judge Thomas Walsh claiming victory in the Rockland County District Attorney primary election. The Democrat went up against three opponents but was able to pull away from the pack. Walsh was previously a state Supreme Court judge. State Assemblyman Ken Zabrowski was not able to get enough support to beat Walsh. The former judge touted his experience while campaigning. It's going to get more expensive to live in New York City for people who call rent-stabilized apartments home. The Rent Guidelines Board gave the okay to increases during a meeting on Tuesday night. One-year leases will go up by 1.5%. Two-year leases will rise by 2.5%. The nine-member board gave the okay to the hike by a narrow margin of 5-4. People who attended the meeting chanted, "Shame on you," after the increase wasn't approved. In sports, the Yankees set a major league record by homering in their 28th straight game, beating the Blue Jays 4-3 in the Bronx. Mets gave up 5 runs in the bottom of the 6th. They lost 7-5 against the Phillies. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Southbound Thruway slowing down 14A, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. We're seeing delays on the Spray North at 100B with an accident reported over there. Inbound GWB an hour to the upper, 30 to the lower. Lincoln 35, Holland 40, 78 eastbound express lanes closed at exit 57 in Newark. It's all due to an overturned truck. So you're going to see some delays here on 78 trying to get out toward Newark Airport. 130 southbound closed with down wires by Friendship Road over in South Brunswick from an earlier accident. We're seeing delays over on the FDR Drive southbound. Really busy on the southbound FDR Drive as you get down through the 70s and in toward the 50s because of an earlier accident. And traffic is moving slowly for you as you head over to the southbound side of the Henry Hudson at the Moshaloo with an accident just cleared out of the way. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today, high of about 87. Sunny tomorrow, high in the 80s as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Paramount. Academy Award winner Kevin Costner stars in Yellowstone. Don't miss the return of cable's number one new drama, Yellowstone Season 2. New episode tonight at 10, 9 Central on the new Paramount Network.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. Join me tonight to hear my compelling conversations with the movers, shakers, and newsmakers of our time.
I'm an equal American just like you are.
People call me because they feel nobody's paying attention.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 5252 when applying. Avant.com, code 5252. That's Avant.com, code 5252.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is Why We Need the Electoral College by Tara Ross. Enter to win a copy of Tara Ross's Why We Need the Electoral College at AM970TheAnswer.com. That's AM970TheAnswer.com.
Joe on the radio, I'm going to give you 5 minutes. First five callers, next 5 minutes.
First five callers, next 5 minutes. Hello?
Hello? Is this on? 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. You will get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Yes, Route 22 Toyota. You know, I'm going to give you a few extra minutes. But yeah, 5 minutes from now, it's 7:42 right now. Sure, I'll give you the 7:47. Look at me do the math, huh? Going to my high school reunion. Oh, I really learned a lot in high school. Hey, so if you call 855-621-9949, I love that you get a free, anything free. I love telling you free. Free multi-point inspection, free oil change, free filter from Route 22 Toyota. All European models are excluded, but when you go over there to the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey, and I'm a car geek, and I love cars, and when you walk into Route 22 Toyota, and Iggy is there, and Chester, and Carmelo, and Shoya, and Johnny, and Chris, the whole great team, and Wendy, you go, you feel so at home, and you have these beautiful, beautiful cars, and then you'll meet Alex Kinsella. I always tell you about Alex, because this is 0% APR, financing possibility up to 72 months, again, for qualified buyers. And then you got to check out the state-of-the-art service center right there in North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. It's a family at Route 22 Toyota. We love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. And I love when I could tell you that you can get something for free because I know how hard you work. And I, like I always tell you, you deserve this. You deserve something free. And if you're one of the first five callers, in the next 5 minutes, you can get a free multi-point inspection oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. And you don't have to deal with dummies when you go to Route 22 Toyota. No back and forth, no shenanigans. Ugh, none of that. You just don't need that. You don't need that in your life. We understand that. So that's why we want to give you a chance to get this free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Here is the number once again, please. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota is located right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Good morning, Joe, on the radio with Frankie and Al and Debbie, 744 on this Wednesday, June 26th. Yay, it's summertime! And we're rolling into a great summer week. Let me jump to Joshua in New Jersey, if I may. Joshua, thank you for calling. What is on your mind this morning, please?
Joe, I had a question for you. Good morning to everybody there. A couple of months ago, I called and I mentioned about Ilhan Omar and some strange stuff happening out there in Minnesota.
Yep. Yep.
And now there's reports all over the place.
Yep.
I mean, how as an American people do we control what's going on here? I mean, because I'm watching New Jersey, I'm in New Jersey, and it's falling apart, literally.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to get worried.
Yeah. You know,
I really Joshua, especially as a gay American, I'm really starting to get worried with the influx of people I'm seeing coming here.
It's very true. Me too, Joshua. That's why it's so funny you say that, because every time, look at me. I mean, I'm virtually an entertainer. I go on stage and I enjoy it, and I could sleep later. I take the kids to school, come back and sleep, and then I work on the weekends. That's my whole life. But then when I was given this privilege, and this is a privilege being behind this microphone, it's a privilege to be able to talk to you directly like this. And I feel there's a mission, and I'm not going to over-dramatize this or take myself certainly too seriously, because Lord knows we like to have fun with Frank and Al and Debbie, you know. But it is a tenuous time. We, to Joshua's point, we are a young country. We are a very, very young country, and the sovereignty of the United States can be taken away, and it is they're trying to take it away. Now, you may ask, and Joshua may ask, what is the end game of these people trying to take it away? It's just power and control for themselves. That's all it is. Those are the tenets of socialism. Those are the tenets of socialism. It's just you and I, we're going to be minions, and then they're going to bring in all these progressives, all these socialists, all the communists. That's what Bernie Sanders is about. That's what Elizabeth Warren is about. That's what AOC is about. That's why this gal Caban from the Queens, the probable future DA in Queens, is about. Little by little, they'll nick away a community to community. And you know what the answer is? Get out and vote. Get out in a neighbor and vote. When Al brought up that statistic, when he said there's 3 million people that who could have voted in the New Jersey election and did not vote, that's why between you and I talk to you because you're a friend on the show. I swear to goodness gracious, I'm so upset. Like, you hear that in Joshua's voice? I'm the same way. I like what my parents come from, my grandparents came from Italy, and then my parents worked hard, and they embraced this great country, and all we're told about is how bad we were. Oh, no, they're bad. You're just, and white privilege. If I hear the word white privilege one more, I looked at my mother the other day. We're sitting there. I go, Ma. She goes, what's in the news? I go, white privilege. She goes, white privilege. Tell my mother, one of 10 coming out of Newark, New Jersey, struggling to survive, about white privilege. You tell me about white privilege. But this is part of the takedown of this country so they can have more power and more control. Those 3 million people that did not vote, it takes somebody from the outside to come in a political race and to awaken those people, not unlike, and I know if you don't like them, you're not going to like what I'm going to say. It's exactly what Donald Trump did, and it has to be done in community to community. It's exactly why Donald Trump was elected president of the United States, because we see it, like Joshua, we see the country trying to be taken away, and it is dangerous. So we have to be vigilant, and I consider this a privilege to be able to talk to you on the radio like this, not to take ourselves too seriously, but we can't. It's happening, and they're letting it happen, and people have got to show up. Don't be complacent. The way this president, like it or not, I'm going to speak objectively now, the way this individual in Donald J. Trump awakened the sleeping giant that was, quote unquote, the silent majority, that is the answer to how to combat this progressive socialism, the takeaway. And you know where we're going to end up, where this is leading if we don't jump in? The Chinese are going to run it. The Chinese want to just take over America, and they don't make any qualms about it. And I, in many, many ways, respect the Chinese because of that. They want to come in, man. They want to own us economically. They have this huge military buildup. That's the danger, not Russia, and not so much Iran, but it's China that is the danger to us, and the religious fanatics that want us to become and live like them, and they want to take everything away. They don't want to accept our religion, our way of life, who we are, our lifestyle, what we are. We have to live by that, and that's a danger in the 21st century in the United States of America. And the answer, Joshua, is to get up, get out, mobilize, and vote against it, and to stay strong. Let me go to Steve in Manhattan before we break. Steve, good morning. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Big Joe, you got a show, but you ain't got no melody. Listen, Queens, folks, Queens was surrendered years ago. Come on. Tiffany Caban, she's just another canary in the coal mine telling you what's here and what's coming. And it's not going to look really good. Now, if Trump would have went wild with the immigration issue 2 years ago, he would have been able to hold on to the House of Representatives. I called Rush Limbaugh 20 years ago, folks. I told Limbaugh.
Oh, wait, you're the guy, Steve. Steve, somebody told me that. Did you call Bob Grant, too, back in the day?
I called Bob hundreds of times. You kidding? I told Limbaugh 20 years ago, you got two choices for president.
Mr. Limbaugh on the show, if you don't mind. Go ahead.
I told Limbaugh, you got two choices for president. You could vote for Patriot Jay Buchanan, or you could kiss the country goodbye. And Limbaugh said to me, Buchanan's off the reservation, folks. That was the answer back then. Nobody was on board with this. I told people, eventually you will support Buchanan after your neighborhoods get invaded and you don't like what's going on, but then again, then it'll be too late. They're inside this country basically rearranging the furniture, Joe, and the summer wind came smoothing in.
From across the sea. That's all right. Thank you, Steve. Somebody texted me. I was not aware. Stephen called yesterday. They said, this is the guy talked to Bob Grant. Steve is becoming a legend. Very nice. And the summer wind is it, man. And it's going to be beautiful summer days. But yeah, I don't know that you got to get that adamant, Steve, or that strict, or that, forgive me for saying, way far right. You know, in that regard, it may be too much to go, but we gotta do something. We really gotta do something. And my hope is high. My hope is high, and I will take the high road. Hey, Deb, good morning, everybody. Character. Steve's a character.
Oh, he's great.
You gotta
great.
Love it. You gotta
and
love
Bob,
it.
Bob Grant was amazing. I mean,
get
was...
off my phone, you dopey.
He was just so smart. He just remembered everything. Yeah. He was great.
You know, my
so
friend.
So entertaining.
I don't know. He met Lieutenant Luigi, my buddy, my NYPD buddy. Does a killer Bob Grant. I got to get him on. He does a great Bob Grant.
Yeah, that would be great.
Oh Lordy, Arthur Idala is joining us next hour. I see the phone calls. We may be able to squeeze one more in. Deb, let's check traffic out if you'd be so kind to do that at 7:52 on AM 970. The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. Over on the Southern State eastbound out by the Meadowbrook, it's an accident blocking one lane. We're seeing delays on the Bronx River Parkway north at 233rd with an accident. It's still kind of busy. Henry Hudson south at the Moshaloo with a car fire being cleared. A lot of stop-and-go traffic. LIE West getting out toward the BQE, getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Inbound GWB an hour to the upper, 35 to the lower. Lincoln 40, Holland about 35 minutes in, 21 North and Clifton by Ackerman Ave. It's an accident. 130 still closed southbound as you get down toward Friendship Road over in South Brunswick with an accident as well. And 78 eastbound express lanes closed at exit 57 in Newark. It's an overturned truck with an ongoing investigation. Southbound thruway, busy 14A down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Sunny today, high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager says the president can't win in the eyes of the left.
Their attitude is you attack the president no matter what he does. That's the left's view, period. So if he attacks Iran,
the guy's a warmonger.
If he doesn't attack Iran, then he's not decisive. He's not decisive. Get it?
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
It's Joe Lundberg, and I want to tell you about Walmart's grocery pickup. It's a definite winner. Now, I've tried it, gave them my exact time for pickup, and it really does work. Now, they bring it out and load it right up into your car. They pick just the perfect stuff, and the produce was of the highest quality. And we've definitely made Walmart grocery pickup part of our shopping routine. Go to grocery.walmart.com. Check it out. I'm telling you, it's quick. It's easy and it's convenient.
We're surrounded by noise.
Order today.
Bombarded by information. Messages struggling to get attention. So many choices and ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. Today's technology can do that, but you need the resources and know-how to make it all work. You need Salem Surround. With all the digital marketing tools available and necessary to compete in today's business world, you need to know how to use all the options efficiently. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. For no limitations on how and where you can reach customers, there's Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Joe on the radio! 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:55 on AM 970, The Answer. You're feeling run down, right? You're feeling run down? You want more energy, right? Look at me. Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form will solve all of that. Balance of Nature, it's not like ordinary vitamins. Ordinary vitamins are made with synthetics. Ordinary vitamins are stinky. Ordinary vitamins, for me, upset my stomach as soon as I take them with food. I don't care what I take them with. They always upset my stomach. Am I right or wrong? Balance of Nature is just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. You know, a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you immediately feel great. I speak for myself. I'm telling you, people say, oh, their skin looks better. Their hair is better, right? It is time to improve the quality of your life. Experience, please, the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Now, for a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go, please, to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
Joe Walsh. Coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Lumberg, 757 right now on AM 970, The Answer, with our marathon man meteorologist. Joe, it's great. Finally, we got the days that we love, brother, huh?
It's about time. That's all I can say. I've been impatient up to now, but we've got it now. It's going to be well up in the 80s today and tomorrow and Friday with sunshine. And the only chance of rain over the next 3 days is probably early tonight. And even then, it's just spotty stuff to our north and west, and that's it for the next 3 days.
And weekend looks pretty good, too, right?
It looks pretty good, but there's going to be a shower and thunderstorm around from time to time this weekend. So, you know, have some alternate plans. You know, just be ready to dodge inside if one of those things crops up. But it'll still be in the 80s this weekend, kind of warm and humid.
Joey, but the water temperature down the shore is still very cool, correct?
It's cold, but it's starting to come up. It's getting there. I mean, it's almost time to dip your toes in the water.
That's all you can do. Joe, thanks so much. Yeah. Be careful on that bike, man. You feeling okay? Your ribs are okay?
Ribs are getting better. They're healing. You know, I'm getting better, getting a little stronger. I'm out there.
Joe, you're unbelievable. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Appreciate it very much. Marathon man, meteorologist. What else can I tell you? The guy's an animal. Hey, Dan Bruyette will join us live from Israel, coming up momentarily. U.S. Deputy Secretary of Energy. Arthur, the one, the only, Arthur Idala. We love Arthur when he takes the time out of his very, very busy schedule to check in. I see the phone calls. Will you hold on the phone calls? 877-970-2999. We are coming right back at you. Don't go away.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.